It's 8:51, 37 degrees right now in Urbana. It's time to check weather with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks like maybe the wheat market might be excited because of the cold that occurred over the weekend across hard red winter wheat country. Saw temperatures out in Colorado and Kansas and parts of Nebraska drop down to the single digits. There were several reports of temperatures of 5 degrees above zero and other readings in the lower teens all along the front range there in Colorado. And even in far western Kansas and southwestern Nebraska, these temperatures occurred after, obviously, a period of new growth took place. The big debate is whether or not that crop was able to sustain itself through that kind of cold, and that's something that we'll wait for some crop reports to come out from the USDA maybe this afternoon and possibly again next week to be able to finally nail that down. But there's a lot of worry about the crop out that way. It's been dry, and now, of course, it's been terribly cold, so we'll see how what happens. A lot of that crop is just in the joint stage down in parts of Oklahoma and Texas and southern Kansas. A lot of the crop is still in the vegetative development that experienced those coldest temperatures, so there's a fair chance that the crop's going to come out of it without a big issue. But there's a lot of nervousness in the market this morning. In the meantime, there was some frost and freezes this morning as far south as northern Mississippi that might have been a little bit damaging to some of the soft wheat down that way, but we don't expect that to be very widespread either. In the heart of the Midwest, everything is all about the moisture. There's a lot of concern out there about whether or not we're going to see good planting conditions next month. The weather pattern over the next 2 weeks is going to still provide a fairly frequent occurrence of precipitation coming and going across the lower Midwest as well as the Delta. And the Tennessee River Basin area and these areas will probably stay fairly wet. We don't have a lot of heat coming up for a while, and that will not allow us to dry down very quickly. But we will see some drier bias conditions periodically. And I think the bottom line here is that we'll probably see a little bit of planting when the time comes, but it's probably not going to be aggressive because we do expect the wet weather pattern to continue with us as we go into April with some further northward shift in that pattern. In the meantime, it's going to be very pleasant across the region here the next 2 or 3 days. We're expecting highs today in the 40s and 50s, still rather cool, but tomorrow we'll look for the temperatures to soar up into the 60s. Perhaps we'll see some 70-degree temperatures in western Illinois and parts of Missouri, and even warmer still on Wednesday afternoon when most everybody in the lower Midwest will be in the 60s and 70s. But don't get too comfortable with that. We do have a storm system and some cooler air that will come across the region as we get into the second part of this week that will likely result in temperatures back down into some 40 and 50 degree readings in a fair amount of the region with some freezes still possible in parts of the area. So we're not completely done with the cool season, and we aren't done with the storms either. It looks like precipitation will be fairly limited across the Midwest until we get out towards Wednesday. And then Wednesday into Thursday, we'll have a frontal system cutting through the Midwest, and we'll end up with a fair amount of light moisture occurring across the region from Missouri to Michigan and Kentucky. We'll probably see, even Ohio, we'll probably see moisture totals here running a couple tenths to six-tenths of an inch, maybe something upwards closer to 1 inch in a couple of spots. That will also occur while snow is falling from Nebraska to parts of northern Michigan. Some of those areas will see a fair amount of snow accumulation. And then as we move out towards the end of this week, we'll probably have yet another disturbance in a frontal boundary coming through the region. This will be on Saturday. Going to Sunday, we'll see precipitation accompanying with that, maybe another couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch of moisture. So not necessarily the ideal weather for right now, but it could be worse, I suppose.
All right, Drew. Well, thank you very much for that report. Have yourself a great Monday.
You too. Take care now.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.